Ham's got the observation deck, and it's brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. Ham.
Thank you, DJ. My thoughts on the NBA Finals Game 7. So this is the first time that I've noticed this, a different sequencing in events. So it used to be the first commercial after the finals would be, hey, here's where you buy your championship gear. Here's where you buy your box set for the finals run and their season and whatnot. The first two commercials this year was a Michelob championship bottle commemorating the Thunder win.
Cheap.
I've never heard of that before.
Commemorative bottle.
It was a bottle to commemorate the Thunder's championship win.
So just like you could buy bottles of beer that feature a Rangers logo or something. Just a throwaway disposable bottle.
But it was, hey, the Thunder have won. Buy this beer can or bottle, I guess.
All right.
And the second was for championship Converse shoes.
Championship shoes?
Yes.
Okay, that's kind of cool. I think I might be in on that.
Which, and I might be mistaken, because I think it was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was wearing shoes around his neck the entire night.
He was. Yeah, the gold shoes.
Which he was not wearing. Does he have like a shoe deal? Is there a single
typically
he definitely does have a shoe deal.
Well, I mean, a lot of players don't, but not big players like that. Yeah, I'm seeing here that this year's NBA champions will be celebrating their title with special bottles from Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
Featuring a wearable pendant and diamonds and real gold that were used in the creation of the Larry O'Brien and other trophies. Interesting.
I did hear the note after the game, just speaking of alcohol. Jalen Williams, in a celebratory drink after the game, said that was his first sip of alcohol of his life.
Okay. That's what you tell mom and dad on your birthday.
I don't know.
He is kind of a dork.
Yeah.
But
he's young.
I think it's plausible.
I think it's plausible.
Speaking from somebody that never had a sip of alcohol till
his 21st
birthday.
An NBA player has not had alcohol.
Maybe that's why they won.
Because Jalen Williams isn't an alkie?
Yeah.
Don't.
Would they have won if Jalen Williams was just blasted the entire game? Could they have overcome that? I don't know. I don't think so.
Probably not.
I don't like that he referred to it as an alky.
Why? Yeah, he's cheapening a serious disease, which is ironic coming from him.
But the
most diseased of us.
The petri dish of all diseases over here.
I'm doing pretty good.
All things considered, yes, actually.
But it was championship bottle.
Still waiting for it to grow back.
Shoes. Then car insurance, then championship gear from like the NBA store. So the NBA store got fourth billing on commercials following the championship.
That tells me that the sponsors paid a lot more money and said, we'll run the ads for our t-shirts later.
Did you guys ever buy box set gear? Or box sets?
I always wanted to.
Who watches those?
Well, no one watches the DVD box set anymore.
That's what I'm saying. In the age of streaming, I think box sets are going away.
I mean, the only chance we would have had really would have been 2011, but at that time, DVDs were still
a thing,
kind of in vogue. But I mean, I remember after the Mavs and when we thought the Rangers were going to win, getting dressed to go buy stuff at a store.
Yeah. That was a big player, definitely during the Rangers for me.
And definitely, yeah, after the Ranger thing, I immediately went to buy stuff at a sporting goods place, not trying to buy a DVD. Because now, you know, you can just rewatch all the games on YouTube, really.
Yeah. I don't think I'm the only one that's out on box sets then.
No, I think, yeah, you're probably in the majority there because, I mean, yeah, especially for the Rangers, I mean, still once a week I'll be sitting there trying to kill time and I'll just pull up Josh Spores striking out Ketel Marte just to watch that again for the fun of it.
Set to the music of the Titanic?
Or the Mavs winning in 2011, because it's all just available whenever I need it.
It is
funny.
I don't
think it'll pop in the DVD.
And we won't see that again for the Mavericks for a while.
Mm-hmm. Cooper
Dwight
Flagg.
Powell.
Cooper
opted
and Dwight.
In, bro.
Ooh, you got that. You got that.
The twin towers of Cooper and Dwight.
Opted in for that $4 million.
It is funny going back and watching the 2011 highlights on YouTube. How did we watch TV back then? It was so grainy, and it was not that long ago at all.
Speaking of commercials, does this Thunder's win mean that we're going to see more of SGA, Jalen Williams, and that guy that looks like a recently birthed fowl?
Yeah, Chet Holmgren.
Yes.
We were already seeing more of them anyway. Remember the commercial last year they were in?
The What a Pro Wants.
Yeah.
That they played every other commercial.
That was, I mean, we were going to see more of SGA regardless of what happened yesterday. But, yeah, we're definitely going to see a lot of them. They're probably going to be featured heavily at the ESPYs. I know you're big on that.
Oh, yes, I am. Because it kills content. It feels like, unlike past finals, they showed more of the losing team this final. So normally, after they go to commercial break, they don't show them at all. It seemed like they showed a lot of shots of them outside in the hallway in the locker room. And I swear this was the case. Did you guys see Reggie Miller down there in the tunnel? He was wearing his own jersey.
He's been doing that. He's been including himself in all things Pacers. The whole run, really.
I swear, he was wearing like a headband and like his gear, like he was going to go in the game.
Has he been including himself, or did they just show him and his kid a bunch?
He's definitely putting on his own jersey and hanging out with the team.
Violation for sure. But yeah. It's not like he's Halliburton's dad running down the court and showing up Giannis. It's not like he's intervening like that or anything.
I'm not saying he's trying to check into a game, but I mean, I think just putting on a jersey to remind everyone that, hey, I'm a Pacer too,
just to
enough.
Make sure, you know, I get the nachos.
You're like the one
free.
Guy we think of as a lifelong Pacer. We know who you are, Reg. Don't worry.
Like, for a moment, I thought Richard Jefferson wasn't alive, and I thought that Reggie was on the broadcast. I was like, is he wearing all that gear while he's sitting there trying to be, like, a third party to this game?
To your point, though, about them showing the Pacers a bunch after the loss, it was kind of funny, maybe not funny, but when McConnell was going up the ramp, if you will.
When he was crying.
Nice. He was crying, and he was, I guess it's his wife or his girlfriend, and she was telling the camera, get out of here. Don't film this.
What are you doing?
Heartbroken. Don't film this. And then they cut away, of course.
They cut to Kevin Durant crying into his mom's boobs. Like, they're gonna show all of that. You gotta get over it.
They pay for the broadcast rights to show McConnell crying. It's not that big a deal.
No, he wasn't weeping, just inconsolable on the floor.
No, he was upset.
And he's stomping his feet and all mad.
So that's one range of emotions. In the post-game festivities on the court, I believe it was Isaiah Joe. He was holding his, what I thought was a doll, but it was actually his child, who was just completely passed out as everybody is just losing their minds around him.
Why would he have just a doll?
Yeah, he's holding a doll out there.
I don't know. The kid looked all ragdollish. Like, he was completely... He needed some Narcan, essentially.
You're suggesting...
The kid was on drugs.
the child.
Yes.
And not just, like, casual drugs. Like,
no.
Heavy opioids.
He needed a Creighton with his backpack to come give him some drugs to wake him back up.
And dad's not intervening. He's going to wait till they're done celebrating.
No, but it's funny as they're...
There's, like, 6 minutes left in the game. Yeah. Like, he needs help, but...
They're taking, like, a group photo with the championship trophy, and the kid's just... just completely limp during all of it, having no idea what's happening.
That would be cool to have some kind of memory like that from when you were a child. Be like, yeah.
I always think of Drew Brees' kid.
The giant earmuffs.
With the big headphones on, jamming out Pantera or whatever.
Probably wasn't Pantera.
Yeah, you know, I think that kid was really into metal. We all are.
Yes, we are. Two controversial opinions. One, not as much. One, I kind of like all the fans wearing the same color.
Ooh.
If only that could happen here.
It will never happen here. I think Dallas is too stuck up because people want to wear their fit to the game. They won't buy in.
To be fair, when it costs $900 to sit down in the bottom bowl, you know, I kind of understand. It becomes more of an event than like a proving that you have the money to be at the game over actually wanting to be at the game. It's
you
just
want to
more
show
of a
off your cool Russell shirt?
But whatever, is that a tactical advantage for the home crowd?
I wish this was a Russell shirt.
I mean, there probably is some kind of psychological warfare of being on the road and seeing the whiteout or whatever, you know, they're trying to instill. Whereas here, you kind of get a checkerboard of different colors and the shirts that are put on the chair.
But how cool is that in college football, like Tennessee, or just the programs to where they do the designs and stuff with the different colored shirts and everybody abides by the rules and everything? There is something cool that everybody agrees that we're all going to do this and actually you execute it. So I really don't.
And I wish we had that here, but we don't.
We won't.
And the less controversial opinion is the Thunder bit whenever they're interviewing one player.
Oh.
And all the other players are behind them.
It wasn't quite as bad yesterday. Whenever they do it during a regular season game, when they just won by 30, it's really not necessary. It's not that impressive.
I can't tell if that's something we would love if our team did it, though.
The endearing part is that all of the guys that are doing it are literally kids. They're almost all under 25 years old, so it does have a little bit of a wholesome feel, but the fact that it's another team, and more likely than not they just spanked your team, then it's less endearing.
We need to introduce some kind of Yoko Ono vixen into their group to kind of break up the camaraderie.
Ooh. Sleeper cell this thing?
So yeah, some honeypot to... Or some late... Who was it? Tony Braxton?
What's V. Stiviano up to?
Well, I think she's trying to keep Donald Sterling alive.
I thought Donald Sterling's dead.
She's not doing a good job then. She's failing miserably if he's actually dead.
But yeah, that was some of my thoughts from the NBA Finals Game 7.
Some of them. All right.